Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we're continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, "Ushnei pishpashin hayu lo l'shar ha-gadol." The great gate had two service entrances, echad b'tzafon ve'echad b'darom, one in the north and one in the south. Shebadarom lo nichnas bo adam me'olam. No one ever used the service entrance in the south. But all of whom meforsh al yedei Yechezkel, and the prophet Ezekiel explained regarding this door, Shenamar, and it quotes a verse, Vayomer Eli Hashem, Hashar Hazeh Sagar Yehiyeh. God said to me, this door is to remain closed. Lo yifaseach, it shall not be opened. V'ish lo yavubo, and no person is allowed to enter through it. Ki Hashem lo kei Yisrael, bavo v'hayo sagur. That's God's door, only God is to use it, it is to remain closed. Natal es hamafteach, the Kohen would take the key, upasach es hapishpash, and he would open up the service entrance, specifically the one in the north, because the one in the south remained closed. V'nichnas lahata, and he would enter the chamber there. Umehata lahechal, and from the chamber, he would enter the hechal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, v'toch uvio shel kosa hayamahalech. Rabbi Yehuda said he would walk through a passageway that was in the thickness of the wall. Ad shenimsa omed bein shnei ha-sha'arim, until he found himself standing between the two sets of doors, which we discussed yesterday. Upasach es ha-chitzonos mibifnim v'es ha-pnimios mibachutz. And he would open the inner doors from the outside and the outer doors from the inside. So he would end up in between the two sets of doors, and he would open them from the middle. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Ushnei pishpashin, there were two service entrances. Shnei psachim katanim, two smaller doorways. Echad miyamin shar hagadol shehechal, the echad mismolo. One was on the right-hand side of the great gate to the hechal, and one was on the left-hand side. Rechokim katzat min hashar, and they were just a little distance from the actual gate. Ososheb adarom, those on the south. Kasiv sagor yihyeh lo yifaseach, those are the ones about which it said they should remain closed and never be opened. Besha asid, and that's talking about the third temple in the future. Umistama kach hayu babayas olamim. And presumably that was also the way it was in the second temple, which is the subject of our Masechta here. Upasach es hapishpash benichnas misham lata. So he would enter through this service entrance, and he would go from there into a chamber. Vehi lishka achas hapsucha lehechal. And this was one of the chambers that opened up into the hechal itself. Uminata nichlas lehechal, so he would go from this chamber into the hechal. V'holich b'chalo ha-hechal, ad hashar ha-gadol shebasov uve ha-kosel, mibifnim, uposcho. So he would walk through the hechal until he reached the great gate, which was at the end of this section of wall, and then he would open up the gates. U'bala el shar ha-sheni shebasov uve ha-kosel mibachutz, v'omid mibifnim uposcho. And then he would come to the outer gates, and he would open them from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'toch uvio shal kosa hayamahalech. Rabbi Yehuda said that he would walk through a passageway that was actually built into the thickness of the wall. Ksavar demin hata lo haya nichnas lahechal. Rabbi Yehuda felt that the Kohen couldn't get into the hechal from the chamber. Ela min hata hayamahalech b'toch uvio shal kosel ad shenimsa omed bein shnei hasha'arim. Rather, he felt that he would walk from this chamber through the thickness of the wall until he found himself standing in between the two sets of gates. Uposeach es dalsos shal shar hachitzon mibifnin, and he would open up the outer gates from the inside, v'dalsos shal shar hapnimi mibachutz, and when he would open the inner gates from the outside. Mishnah Gimel. Ushloshim ushmona tayim hayusham. There were 38 chambers there. Chamisha aser b'tzafon, 15 in the north. Chamisha aser b'darom, 15 in the south. Ushmona b'marav, and there were 8 in the west. Shebatzafon b'shebedarom, chamisha agabe chamisha. So the ones in the north and the south were 5 on top of 5. The chamisha agabehem, and then another 5 on top. So there were 3 rows of 5 chambers each. B'shebemarav, shlosha agabe shlosha, and in the west there were 3 chambers on top of 3 chambers, ushnayim agabehem, and then another 2 on top. Ushlosha psachim hayu l'kol echad ve'echad, and every chamber had 3 doors. Echad latam min hayamin, One door would go to the chamber to its right, ve'echad lata min ha'smol, and one would go to the chamber on its left, ve'echad lata she'al gabav, and one would go to the chamber on top of it. Ubekeren mizrachis tzifonis, and in the northeast corner, hayu chamisha psachim, there they would have five entrances. Echad lata min ha'yamin, one to the chamber on its right, ve'echad lata she'al gabav, and one to the chamber on top of it, ve'echad l'mesiba, and one to the ramp, which was used to go around for access, ve'echad l'pishpash, and one to the service entrance, the northern one, ve'echad l'heichal, and an entrance to the heichal itself. And of course, this is the point of difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, whether one could actually get from the chamber into the heichal. Let's now look in the Bart Neuro. We're actually going to skip to the end of the Bart Neuros. Ve'echad l'pishpash, one of these doorways would lead to the service entrance. Ve'tah she'yeshbo ha'pishpash ha'tzfoni. This was the chamber that had the northern service entrance. She'ba oso tah nechnasin l'heichal, because that was the chamber used to enter the heichal. Ve'stam masnisan k'rabanan, and our anonymous Mishnah here agrees with the rabbis, the Amri La'el nichnas l'ta u'min ha'ta l'heichal, because they said in the previous Mishnah that he would enter this chamber, and then from the chamber he would enter the heichal. The Lok Rabbi Yehuda, and this Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, Damar b'toch uvio shal kosa hayamahalich, who said that the Kohen had to walk through a passageway that ran through the thickness of the wall. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.